There's a story at thefederalist.com today. Overstreet's the guy's last name. Another conflated, heavy, filled with lots of heavy breathing and lots of protestations that all is lost. The Supreme Court screwed us all. We don't get the right to keep and bear arms anymore because they already repealed the Second Amendment in the Heller case, blah, blah, blah. And that's because Overstreet wants to incorporate the amendment and thinks that it doesn't have anything or thinks that it's not exclusively a militia amendment. It is. Get over yourself. Reconcile yourself to it because you're going to need to do this in order to carry out being a good little distributist, a good solidaritist, and a good subsidiarist. Your state constitution has a keep and bear arms clause in it. Now, I don't have any control over it, and I don't have much faith in many of the state legislatures either, but your state constitution says you have the right to keep and bear arms. And that's why those amendments in your Bill of Rights and your state constitution are there. You don't need the stinking Second Amendment. The stinking Second Amendment, if we could just get over the fact that we're not supposed to have a standing army, makes imminent ultimate sense, you dunderheads out there that refuse to get this beaten into your head. If you remove your vainglorious standing army and all the bombing raids that we can commit across the entire planet, you'll get it. If there is no standing army, and there isn't supposed to be one, read Article 1, Section 8, and show me where there's a clause for a standing army. As a matter of fact, prior to World War II, show me where there's a clause or any even energy for a standing army. There isn't. Now, having said that, if you understand, if you remove the standing army, again, this is like my 7 millionth attempt at this, and I'm going to get hate mail. Well, I just listened and I'm canceling because you hate the Constitution. Yeah, I spent a decade, thousands upon thousands of hours reading and writing and then producing movies and documentaries. Yeah, I hate the Constitution. Sure I do. And by the way, I'm a socialist pinko commie gun grabber too. Sure I am. Again, your state constitution is where you should turn. And even that, you ought to turn to your sheriff. Hey, sheriff. Hey, Lama. Can I be part of, you know, our little county militia? What if the next county decides to invade? So I'm going to try this again. Take out the standing army. Disband the United States Army. You can call it back into session if you need. Like the Constitution says, it gone. Disband the army. Disband it. Get rid of it. Now, read the Second Amendment again. What does it say? Basically, it's telling you that the states have militias. The people that are in those militias, we can't, as federales, take their guns away from them. Okay, what do they need the guns for? Because you just disbanded the army, stupid. Who's going to defend mom on Mother's Day? The state militia. This is not hard to figure out. It's not difficult. You don't have to jump through flaming hoops of fire. All you have to do is think, how would you defend yourself if there's no American army? And then you'll understand that the Second Amendment guarantees you and your state the right to be armed so that you can carry out the defense as part of your militia. Now, you might even argue that, well, Mitter Church, doesn't that mean that every able-bodied man, so it is universal. Okay, if you want to put it that way, but you don't need the Second Amendment to make it universal. Your state constitution and the rights granted you by Almighty God to defend yourself made it universal. But this is part of this Protestantization of people's minds. You think everything must come from their creature. the Constitution or from their creatures, the founding fathers. No! Doesn't God play a role in your right to defend yourself? I delude myself that I'm going to change anyone's mind, just like I delude myself that I'm ever going to be a radio success. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop trying, because it's the right thing to do.